Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Steve Moore back on the show. Steve's been a member of our Brain Trust since the beginning. He's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We knew him when he was with the Cato Institute. Now he's with Freedom Works. He's the author of a whole bunch of books, including The End of Prosperity, which he co-authored with Peter Tanous and the legendary Art Laffer, and he's our good friend Steve Moore. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Good to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Also, folks, as you know, an advisor in the past 4 years or more for President Trump, and a recent nominee for the Fed, and we'll talk about that in just a little bit. Hey, Steve, the Fed is meeting this week. They'll make an announcement today. Increasingly over the years, their announcements have been, you know, not really all that newsworthy. But the Fed has been all up in the assistance that's come out of the government in the last 9 or 10 months. What do you think they are right now? What do you think they're going to be talking about today?
Well, what's happened with the economy? I mean, first of all, for the last, you know, 5 or 6 months, we've had an incredible recovery. I mean, really, one of the most spectacular V-shaped recoveries from a recession in the history of the United States. It really is a tribute to Trump and the policies put in place that we got our unemployment rate down to 6.7%. You know, remember, most economists thought we'd be still at 10-11%.
Right.
But in the last 3 or 4 weeks, we've seen many states starting to shut down their economies again. Right. And that includes many of the states like
New York, California,
and Connecticut. Yeah. And so that's put a lot of strain on the economy. The unemployment, I think we're going to see, you know, a rise in the unemployment rate in December for sure because of all these lockdowns. And by the way, that's a damn shame because, you know, the one thing we should have learned by now is that lockdowns have almost zero effect on reducing the spread of the disease.
Right.
It's really reprehensible.
As there's no question about it, and it makes it that kind of behavior makes it hard for the fiscal and monetary managers to know how to deal with things. I mean, they have I'm not going to say they've got micro dials up there, but they do have certain indicators that they try to go by to know how much influence to have, don't they?
Well, they do. I mean, look, let's not pretend that these people at the Fed are infallible. I mean, I know they think they're infallible, but they're not. And, you know, the Fed was one of the institutes that all their, you know, whiz kid economists said we'd have 10-11% unemployment
today. Right.
They didn't think we'd see this recovery. So, I mean, I get frustrated when people think that somehow they're, like, infallible, like the Pope. They're not infallible. They make a lot of mistakes. I think Jerome Powell's done a pretty good job this year, Jim, with respect to helping us, you know, steer out of this crisis. But look, ultimately, my message is, Jim, the stimulus that the economy needs is the vaccine.
Right.
And there's no amount of money creation and there's no amount of government spending that can counteract the shutting down of our business.
We need to get confidence back in the economy, don't we? That's what we're missing is confidence.
Well, look, confidence obviously matters, but you cannot allow the government to shut down our businesses, period.
That's right.
It is outrageous. It's unfair. It's unconstitutional.
I wrote an article about that in April, Steve.
I know you did. I know you did. You were right. And, you know, what you can tell the frustration in my voice because it's one thing to shut down the economy in April when we didn't know that much about this virus. But we do know now. And we know that, let me state it loud and clear. Shutdowns of the economy do not stop the spread of the virus. They are ineffectual. You have to, you know, it's very clear that the strategy
then why are we still doing it? And why, before we wrap up, I want to talk about that a little bit more in a minute. But what do you think, is there anything newsworthy going to come out of the Fed today? They're not going to do anything with interest rates. Are they going to do anything with Section 13, with the Main Street program, anything like that?
I think they're going to try to expand, you know, their lending capacity. And look, I don't have a huge problem with that because there's no inflation in the economy right now.
Right.
You know, in fact, if anything, I'm more worried about deflation than inflation. So,
right.
I don't know if it's going to be newsworthy, but, you know, Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, did something very wise where he basically said, okay, this program is done. We don't need it any longer.
Yep.
And I think they had, Jim, something like $300, $400, $500 billion.
$136 billion was left untaken.
Yeah.
In the PPP.
Yeah. I thought it was larger than that. But the point is that, you know, we don't need the Fed to be interjecting in the economy, and I don't want them deciding, you know, what companies get loans.
Your point is excellent, though. Why keep giving more money out when you just let them go back to work? That'll solve the problem.
Exactly.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with Steve Moore and talk some more about that and a little bit of politics after the break. 22. I'm Jim Blessingame. Stay with us. It took me by
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.